The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
Hey, it's Christmas! And tonight on TV3 at 8 o'clock, it's The Toy Show with Karen Koster. We spoke to Karen yesterday. And under the weather, Brian McFadden. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
You are going to make Irish television history tonight.
Are we?
Yeah, you are. No, you. Oh, you I individually am. Because...
Well, we're going to be the first live pregnancy to...
birth on television. Because you've been on The Toy Show on RT.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be on a toy show on TV3.
Yeah.
Is that
history, is it?
I think it is. Because you were a Billy Barry kid.
Yeah, I did it in... What was it? I think it was in probably 89 or 90 or something like that, maybe. Maybe a little bit later, 91. I did Grease.
Did
with the Billy Barry boys, yeah.
Yeah. And who was the presenter?
Gay.
And was it, what's that, Grease Lightning? Was it?
Grease Lightning, yeah. We performed that. I think I was on it again, actually, when Pat did it as well.
Right.
But I've never been on Tuberty's one. So instead of doing Tuberty's one, I just said I'll do it myself.
Hey!
Better than I'm grown up now.
we just calculated, you know that when the Late Late Toy Show is on next week, it'll be their 40th year.
Really?
40 years of doing
That's incredible, isn't it?
Isn't it? That's
it's
a tradition.
Brilliant, though. It used to be my favourite time of the year. Every kid in Ireland used to get excited and look forward to it. And you know, even now with television having so many channels and stuff, it's still the kids' favourite show at Christmas, you know. So at least there's two now as well.
I think there's room for two, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is there a bit of slagging going between? Is it Brian versus Ryan sort of thing?
Not really, no, not at all. Like, as I said before, you know, we're not trying to copy what they're doing. We're just trying to do our own thing. That show is iconic. And as you said, it's been 40 years and we all love it. But we're just trying something a little different, you know.
Yeah. Because he was giving you advice yesterday, wasn't he? I read it out to Karen. He said... I would tell them to treat the children like they're children, but don't patronise them.
Yeah.
They're smarter than you think.
Mm-hmm. That sounds quite patronising to me.
To you?
Yeah.
So he's not going to patronise the children, but he patronise you.
Yeah, patronise me. I am a child. I'm still younger than him. Oh, that's going to be a good crack. We did rehearsals last night, and I think my panic was, obviously, it's live television, so and you're working with kids, you know, and Jedward. So I was kind of worried, but last night was brilliant. So the young kids that are coming on, we did a little rehearsal with them. They're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, I just think back to what the kids used to be like on it. You know, they'd always be quiet and shy. Then you'd have one fella from the south side of Dublin who could, you know, talk for an hour.
Yes, yeah.
And we literally have 25 of them tonight.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they're all like that. They're
because
brilliant.
Because one of the big toys this year is one of these, I see them advertised on Nickelodeon and all that. So it's a watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
That has a screen on
it's
it.
A smartwatch.
Yeah, smartwatch, yeah. So there was a guy in rehearsals last night.
He was gassy. I'm very impressed by this watch, because if I was a kid and I had something like that, I would think it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I says, do you like it? He goes, not really. He goes, it looks like it's going to do a lot, but to be honest, it doesn't really do that much. No, that's the kind of stuff we're
that's an honest
about.
Review.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another kid didn't like his Xbox because he's more of a PlayStation man.
Yeah. You know? And was there, because I know you're down in the RDS and there's a toy fair there, so was there any, because, you know, in sort of big business and competitors and all that sort of thing, people are trying to get one up on the others. So are there toys that you can't show because they're exclusively for the Late Late Toy Show? No.
No, no. We've got all the big toys for Christmas. Clearly the biggest one this Christmas is going to be anything to do with Frozen for the girls.
Yeah.
And then for the boys, it seems to be all kind of Transformers and robots and stuff like that. So we've got all the toys there, and I'm sure the Late Late will have the same. No, there's nothing like that.
And will your girls be there?
They're not. No, they're in London, so can't get over.
And did you tell them?
Honestly, I don't think I'd want them. It's bad enough having Jedward have to look after Jedward, 25 kids, and then have to worry about when my own girls are in the audience. So.
And then the possibility that Karen's going to go into labour.
Yeah, it could be a disaster. And to be honest, the last time my kids came to see me at a live show, I fell on stage at Stepping Out last year. And I remember when I fell right on my backside, and I'm lying on the ground, and all I could see was my two kids in the front row with their hands in their face, just mortified. They're embarrassing dad.
But that's what dads are for, aren't they? To embarrass children.
Yeah, so.
And kids are there so we can go to McDonald's.
Yeah, that's it.
So they're not going to be there. Will you show it to them?
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They love it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's funny because, like, you know, this Christmas, my kids, even last Christmas, to be honest with you, Molly's 13 and Lily's 11. And, like, they don't want dolls. They don't want, you know, they've already gone on now to, it's all iPads and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And were they part of the reason you moved back from Australia? Because that must have been tough, was it?
Yeah, very tough. You know, the hard part was, you know, speaking to them was fine, but you could only really speak to them maybe an hour a day, because there's that gap when, you know, when I'm up in Australia and they're up, it's a really, really short window.
Yeah.
So that was the really difficult part, you know, even talking sometimes got quite hard.
And did you Skype, or was it a Skype thing?
Yeah, we and all, and FaceTime and all that stuff. But now, like, it's great. So now I'm back, we can kind of do whatever you want. Even during the week now, I can take them to the cinema or go bowling, because they're only about half an hour from my house now, which is brilliant, instead of a whole day.
Yeah, because they have their dad back in a way, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It was something that, you know, it was horrible, obviously, being in Australia for that, and feeling like I was missing and you know, all the growing up. But I'm kind of getting the good part with them now, you know, because they're proper adults now, and it's kind of scary to realise you're not really talking. You can't talk to them like kids anymore. Yeah. You know, you have to talk to them like adults, and most of the time
you should listen to Ryan Tuberty.
Absolutely. You know, they're teaching me stuff now. Yeah. You know, I have to ask them what to do with the computer and yeah. stuff like that. And yeah. it's scary.
So what? So this is a big challenge. And I know you're very relaxed about it, but it's live television, and I think yeah. from listening to you and that you're more scared about what Jedward might do than yeah. what the children might do.
I know, that's absolutely. Is it? Yeah. Well, Jedward come with instructions. They're like gremlins. You know, they get sent over, and we get a big list of instructions how to feed them and the kind of sunlight that they're allowed to have. And, you know, no photographs with them before the show in case it bleaches them out and yeah. all that kind of stuff.
They're saying in the papers today that they're refusing to do rehearsals. Is
really?
That true? That's just a spin, or is it?
Well, there's no point in rehearsing, Jedward, because they're just going to do what they want anyway when they turn up. So, yeah. you know, yeah, they weren't there last night, no.
I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this.
I'm glad you are, because you're hoping it's going to be a disaster.
No, I'm not.
Potential car crash television.
No, I'm not.
Get the popcorn now. This could be brilliant.
I have a 7-year-old daughter. Yeah. We're definitely going to get the popcorn out, and we're going to sit there. It's going to be a good crack.
But you know, it is a great idea as well, though, because you know we're coming up to Christmas now, and a lot of kids still not really sure what they want.
Yeah.
It is great for ideas, you know, and you see all the different Frozen stuff, and as I said, the Transformers and the board games are back, which is kind of
are
cool.
They?
Yeah, you know, obviously board games died with the birth of PlayStation and all of that, but they're back.
We have a retro toy here. Karen did it yesterday. She did well. She beat me yesterday.
Oh, the buzzer thing.
The buzzer thing, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm going to challenge you to it after a quick commercial break. You can do a couple of practice runs there during the commercial break. We're talking to Brian McFadden about TV3's Toy Show, which is on tonight at 8 o'clock.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
So everyone's going to be watching like 1.5 million they got last year for the Late Late Toy Show. It was the biggest one ever.
The Late Late Toy Show?
Yeah, the wow. Late Late Toy Show.
We don't have to beat that, do we?
Yeah, well...
That's love-hate territory.
It is. It's more than love-hate. More than love-hate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think a lot of people are going to be watching tonight, Brian.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know, it's on air.
Are you going to sing?
I'm not singing, no.
No, yourself and...
No, we leave that to
Jedward.
I don't think Jedward are singing either, actually. I think it's a Hometown are singing.
Oh, Hometown.
Louis Band, yeah.
I saw them on the Late Late a few weeks ago there.
Nice guys.
Yeah. Now, you're going to do this buzz off. Just, right. You know, the only idea is, hold on, let me get this microphone around here.
This is a great game for radio, isn't it?
Well, you see, just push it there so. See, that's. Yeah,
right, okay,
yeah,
so that's what you're not to do.
That's what you're not to do, okay? I'll get a bit
do
of.
Do you not think now the people are going to be sitting home or driving their car going, what are those two idiots doing?
Exactly. Right.
Are you paid to do this? This is actually your job, right? Just come in and have fun. And people just listen to you having fun.
I said it to my mum yesterday. Mum, I will get a real job one of these days. Okay.
Right. So we're going to start. Start here. Right.
Two inches. This doesn't take long. I shouldn't be too cocky now, so this is me. God, I'm shaking today as well. It must be Friday.
I'd understand if it was Monday.
Photos are crap at it.
Wow. Say the ratings just went through the roof on this show there. People, quickly, put on Today FM. Quickly.
In fairness, Ryan started that by saying he doesn't need my advice. He did, in fairness. I'm just trying to stir it up. One of nature's gentlemen, break a leg, Brian, Mick and Swords.
Good man, Mick.
Before you go, take that I've done it, and I know everyone asked you about this, but if there was a Westlife reunion, there would be an opportunity then, wouldn't there?
Well,
the five of you all back together.
I think there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of people are talking about this, and it's except us, obviously.
Right.
But like, I think the thing people are forgetting is even if there is a Westlife reunion, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'd be five people because there's two different Westlifes. There's the Westlife I was in for 6 years and then the other four, which was a completely different band, as we both see it, for another 7 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's been no talk from any of us.
A few years' time when it's nostalgia. You were saying that like Game Boy is one of the old school
toys. Don't put
toys.
Us in the same bracket as Game Boy.
No, but I'm saying to you, at a certain point, at a certain point.
What would that make you, IBM or something?
Commodore 64.
Yeah.
was born in 1964, actually. What's that line from CeeLo Green? Yours, you know that line?
F you.
Yeah, the other line, you were something, I was an Atari. No,
yeah, you're an Xbox, I'm an Atari.
Yeah. But so, like, and Robbie had left Take That, and, you know, and the comparisons are being made. And then when they got back together, Robbie came back in.
Listen, it's not something, I wouldn't say no to it. You know, if the five of us wanted to do it, I would definitely be involved. But it's not, as I said, it's not on the cards at the moment. Everyone's doing their own thing. Nicky's on radio.
Yeah.
Shane's on, you know, touring the world with his solo career. I'm doing a lot of television work and touring in the UK. And Kian's still on his way back from the jungle. So, and I believe Mark is just about to put out a solo record now as well. So we're all, you know, up to our eyes with our own thing.
But people know what happens. They all go off and
they normally all get
things.
Broke.
Money. But it's not that they're no. I don't think anybody in Take That was broke or destitute. But they all tried.
No, I think they were.
Were they?
Yeah, there was definitely a few. Yeah, but one of them was working at McDonald's in Warrington.
No, that's not true. That's not, was,
it? Was he? Was he?
Yeah,
but
it is true that Keith Chegwin was packing shelves in a. You know, Sainsbury's at one stage.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
Ask Brian who's doing the dishes coming back on ITV. Is Who's Doing the Dishes coming back on ITV? Strange show, but I liked it. That's real Irish, isn't it?
You're strange, but you're lovely.
Did you?
Hate you, but me missus loves you. Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah. So you got a photograph. I don't like you, but me missus loves you.
This is the maddest thing, right? I had a dream last night, and I was for some reason I was on a double.
Tell me I wasn't in it.
No, you weren't. But right. I was on a double decker bus, and that's look. There's your man. Right? This is the dream, right? Yeah. Somebody was pointing. There's your man, Ray Darcy. I don't like you. Me daughters don't like you, and me. Other daughter doesn't like you either. That was the dream.
That's
mad,
very weird.
Yeah, very weird dream.
That is very weird.
Right, tell us about Who's Doing the Dishes.
Well, we don't know yet if it's coming back. Because to be honest,
what is it though? I've never seen it.
It's a television show I hosted in the UK. It's a daytime show, and it's basically like Come Down Me meets Through the Keyhole. So I take four people from the public into a different celebrity's house every day, and the celebrity's cooking for them, and they've got to guess from the clues and the house and the food, basically who's the celebrity.
Oh, very good.
So we started with Louis Walsh.
Yeah,
and went on from there. So we don't know yet, to be honest. The show is very successful. It rated really well. So ITV are kind of, you know, in the next few weeks they should be deciding their 2015 programming, and hopefully we're.
Was it just you? Was is Vogue?
Just me.
No,
yeah. Just
and what
me,
about
yeah.
you? The you and Vogue, the new Richard and Judy.
Oh. No. Something like that is not for me. I don't think doing like I like doing. The Who's Doing the Dishes show because it's out and about and it's a bit of fun. But
you don't want studio based stuff.
No, I wouldn't be into that daytime show like that, to be honest.
I think you'd be good at it.
No, it's too. You know what? I've done it before. I have filled in for a week for years ago for This Morning.
Yeah,
and it just wasn't for me. I didn't like it, and I'd done it in Australia as well. I filled in for a guy who got sick on their kind of GMTV. And by, to be honest, about an hour and a half into
bored.
It, I look at my watch going, I couldn't do this every day.
Well, one thing for sure, you won't be bored tonight.
No, that will not be happening.
No.
It should be eventful. There could be babies born. there will be Jedwards.
There will be cartwheels.
There will definitely be something
going on. And there might be tears.
Absolutely.
Probably yours,
that's
Brian.
That's a promise, yeah. Yes, there will be a tear somewhere along the way.
8 o'clock TV 3 tonight, The Toy Show, with Brian and Karen and Jedward and 25 children and loads
hometown
of other stuff.
Well,
of course, toys as well. Brian, thanks very much. Good luck with
us.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.